Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci, and this year Fred is media partner of the EFP's Producers on the Move networking platform, which is taking place at the Cannes Film Festival. The aim of this initiative is to assist European producers in finding partners for their upcoming projects, to strengthen industry networking opportunities, and to offer a platform where the producer's potential is recognised. Here is a clip featuring one of 20 of the most energetic, emerging producers from across Europe who have been selected to participate in this networking platform.
My name is Balša Nikolic and I'm working in Ars Media. This is the family company which was established in the 90s. Two persons who was established is connected to the film a long time ago. But I started working in 2010 and 2011 I became a producer on this company. Our company is based on documentary films, future films, and also we are working a lot of things with the students that we are helping them to finish their school to the graduation. And the, basically what is the most priority for us is future film, and we really like to do these future films. We made a lot of past films, but that I was involved also in these future films. There are two. One is Shanghai Gypsy, which went to Montreal and went get awarded with the prize for the best screenplay, and also went to Cleveland. After Cleveland, went to Beijing. So it was quite international film for festivals. It was very successful also back here home. And Chifuri Raus, which is also the last future film which we put it out. This is what we're really proud of it, because we had like 5% of the whole viewers, something like that. So what is quite good for the basic things here in Slovenia. And also we are very happy because Chifuri Raus went also in Alexandria, Pristina, Kotbu, so also a little bit international, not just our country or ex-Yugoslavian countries. We made the co-production film with the Czechish, Slovakian, German, French. This is the last one, which is called Family Film. And it was also in Tokyo and Kotbus get awarded. And this one is also maybe because it is Cannes in France, and France co-production was involved, and this was quite big co-production. The main production is Czech, and we are all the co-production, so five countries was involved in this project. And the director of this film, which we are very proud, is from Slovenia. And we were working at the beginning of screenplay for Family Film, and also he's a little bit older film, A Young Tonight, which get on Berlinale 2012 on the section of forum he was awarded. So in this author we are also very proud, because we somehow created or started working on a screenplay, and then it ends on five different European countries. We have future projects. Just in these days, we're going to finish our future film, the name of Comedy of Tears, which is made by Marko Sosic. He's an author from Trieste. He's Slovenian who is living in Trieste. And this film will be also shown in the Cannes market this year. So this is what is exactly in the finishing, or will be finished in a few days. Then we have, in developing of the project, we have two future films. One is Once We Were Humans. This is our good screenwriter and director and writer Goran Vojnović, who also has three great books, and also he's going around with the books, and he made also the Chifuri Raus film that I mentioned before. Now this project is in connection with Tommaso Santi, who is Italian. They are screenwriters, and also we connected for the co-production. We have at the moment Italian and Bosnian co-producers, and in Cannes we will try to get also the other co-producers who will be interesting in this topic of the film, which is about the refugees. So I think it will be, I hope somebody will be interesting, and also from Austria, Germany, and the other countries. Then we also have one, the second project which is in development. This is Letters from Lindenhof. This is the first World War, which will be 100 years in 2018 when the first World War finished. And this is one Slovenian very great director. And also he was very well known after the documentary film Children from Petrichor Hill. So this is what we have now in preparation of the future film. Then we have two documentary films about 15 minutes with two young directors, which is talking about the bicycle. So what is the bicycle meaning in the past? How many how much money you need to give for the bicycle, the value of the bicycle, the value of the life with the bicycle in past and these days. And the second is Slovenian topic, which is one special thing, which is called čipka. This is it's special Slovenian lace, which we have it here. And this is the topic, how this lace is almost died, but now the young generation is getting interesting once again. And it is all over the place, especially in USA and Australia. It is, we didn't know actually that this is so famous. So this is about the documentary films. These two, and the other things, it's in the preparation. It is just a topic from one book, but I will talk this about maybe the other time.
Thank you very much for listening. I'm Matt Micucci, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.